he's about to make a statement that is both profound and possibly upsetting. Knowing that, he sets up this justification by saying, "All things are for your edification," softened by his confession of fear. This helps to lessen the potential impact of his upcoming words. This is not derived from a place of arrogance or the authority of a teacher, but rather from the compassionate worry of a father figure. He's more anxious and worried than the sinners themselves about what may lead them to change. Nevertheless, he doesn't belittle them or make an unequivocal claim. Instead, he expresses hesitancy. "I might not find you as I hope when I visit." He doesn't just say not righteous, but not as I hope, consistently using language that conveys affection. His phrase, "I might find," expresses an unexpected discovery, as does, "You might find me. For this is not a personal wish, but a necessity arising from your behavior." Which is why he says, "You might find me not as you hope." Here he didn't say, "as I hope," but more harshly, "as you hope." This would then reflect his own wish, not necessarily his initial desire, but his wish nonetheless. He could have said, "as I do not wish," to display his love, but he doesn't want to soften his message. In fact, his words might have been even more stern. Instead, he has simultaneously delivered a sharper message while appearing more gentle. This is a testament to his wisdom, inflicting deeper wounds to strike more gently. Then, because he spoke ambiguously, he clarifies his meaning by saying,